This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
What is it about love that stirs the deepest of human emotions? What drives us to want it, to yearn it, to crave for it, and to really feel that if we don't have it, we're not going to be okay? And then why are we always so willing to change ourselves just to find love? And then the last question that really was one that was important when I was putting together my book, Love, What's Personality Got to Do With It, is if it's easier to find love, why is it so difficult in order to sustain that love over the course of a relationship so the needs of both people can be filled? Well, thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, Medical Intuitive Carol Reitberger, and I thought since February is really the month to celebrate love, what a better topic to offer today than the personality impact on the love connection. So that's what I'm going to be talking about. A lot of the information I'm going to be sharing is from my book, Love, What's Personality Got to Do With It. I was saying to my producer before I got started is that, you know, love, every time I say love, what's personality got to do with it, I keep wanting to go, love, what's personality got to do with it? And we were laughing and thinking maybe that's where we need to change the whole dynamics around love, is that we might need to bring a little more lightness and joy about it. So those are the things that are going to be talked about today, and I'm going to be talking about how your personality defines how you define love, also how it drives your expressions of affections. One size isn't fit all, and then also why your personality even impacts the personalities that you're attracted to and then the personalities that you seem to not have any attraction at all to. So it again, it goes back to that saying that we have that sometimes we meet someone and boy, it's bad chemistry. Well, when it really comes down to the personality aspect of who we are, if we find ourselves engaged with someone who is so different in the way than us, in the way we think, in the way we feel, the way we express ourselves, there literally is a chemical chain reaction that occurs that can actually inhibit our ability to be open to continue the relationship, or even worse yet, to be able to continue the relationship around love that we may have with someone. A lot of the couple work that I have done around personality, it's an interesting thing about personality is that we do tend to be attracted to our opposites. And in that cliche, love is blind, when we first begin the relationship, it's blind. Everything that they do is absolutely perfect. Even when our friends are saying to us, you know, you really might want to rethink this. But for us, no, it's absolutely perfect. And then once we get beyond that first initial excitement stage of putting together a relationship and we start developing that closeness or that love connection with them, then what we may start to find is some of those things that our friends were telling us about that were something that they thought we should think about, all of a sudden starts to become the differences, and then over the course of time can become the irritants, and then over the course of time, if those irritants aren't addressed in a positive way, can be the very things that erode the foundation of a relationship. And in my world, in understanding personality, if we understood our own personality and then understood personality based as far as how it affects behavior with other people, then we would be much more effective in creating relationships that would really feel our needs and then also fill the needs of our partner. And that's really what a relationship is, ultimately wanting to be able to be the objective, is that both people's needs are met in a satisfactory or in a way that that intimacy need that we have is actually fulfilled. So I'm going to be talking about all of the things about love. I'm also going to be taking your calls. So if you have a question for me about love, about relationship, or about your health, you can call me at 877-230-3062. Let's do that again. 1-877-230-3062. That number, of course, is good in the U.S. and international callers and Canadian callers as well. I've really been a student of personality from as long as I can remember. I've always been interested in what makes people tick and why we do the things we do. And while we're very different in some of the patterns of behavior that we express, we're really very similar. But what I mean by that is there are consistent patterns of thinking and actions and words that we use to communicate that, again, falls within categories. So I've really been a student of personality for a long time. And that personality work really began in earnest 30 years ago. And then I really started getting involved with the psychological aspect of personality rather than just that observation part of personality. So when I went in and started this whole process of understanding personality, and I am Jungian trained for any of you who are familiar with Carl Jung's work around personality and archetypes and shadows, I went in and I started really delving deeper into the fact of how impactful really is personality. And as I've mentioned, it's impactful from the standpoint of how we think, the decisions we make, how we gather information. It also defines love. It defines our relationship with people. It sets our values. It really comes in and how we interact with people, also how we communicate, and then also the choices that we make. We have a natural instinctive part called traits of personality that really drives a lot of the things that we do and say while we're not even being mindful that we're saying and doing those things. When I really came in and started looking at the dynamics of relationships around personality in all of my education, I really didn't understand the impact that personality has on our relationship connection until I started writing my book, Love, What's Personality Got to Do with It? And then I really came to understand the important role that it plays in defining what love means to us. Part of my research for the book was to do a survey and to send the survey out to over 3,000 people to get their insight on how they define love, and then to take that information and then to extract it and then to put it in, excuse me, to my personality system of using four colors. And it was absolutely fascinating to recognize how we really do define love differently than other people. And what I found also is that while, of course, our conditioning based on our parents' relationship certainly influences the way we look at love, when it really got down to the core of the relationships that were fulfilling to us at an intimate level and fulfilling to us on that emotional level, then what I found is it really didn't have to do with our conditioning and our parents' relationship, even though we said, I'm not going to have a relationship like that. It really came down to our core values. And those core values are something that are very important to be able to honor and to respect and to sustain in putting together a healthy, sustainable, loving relationship. So interesting to find out the things I'm going to share, of course, some of that. But if you're not familiar with my work, I've developed what's called the Reitberger Personality Method. I've actually created my own personality assessment that I have been using over the last 30 years and helping people identify their personality color. I teach personality by color because I find that it's an easy way to be able to not only look at our own behavior and the idiosyncrasies associated with it, but to really look at the behavior of other people. I find that in a situation where there's tension and conflict in a relationship, it's much easier to say to our partner or spouse that, boy, you're really being red today, instead of saying to them, you know, you're really a control freak, or to say to them, you're really very moody today, and not have it taken in a way that it's out of context and it can create that flaring that happens so often in the relationship. Instead, you can say, you're really green today. And once the two of you understand the personality aspect of who you are, and you can use that color language to be able to express your needs and differences, it just diffuses things tremendously. It doesn't necessarily take away the problem, but it diffuses the situation enough that you can communicate about the problem. One of the things that I found over the course of all my work with personality is the thing that really, really causes a relationship to deteriorate and ultimately to basically end isn't even the personality differences. It's the fact that we stop talking. And yet the reason that we stop talking is tied back to personality. So if you don't know your personality color, you can certainly go to my books, Your Personality, Your Health, What Color is Your Personality, Managing People, What's Personality Got to Do with It, and then also Love, What's Personality Got to Do with It. Because what you'll find in each one of those books, not only is there the assessment that I had created around defining and identifying your personality color, but there's also a very detailed description of each of the four personality colors and a lot of in-depth information that's focused on understanding not only your personality, but the personality of others. All of these books are available through HayHouse.com, Amazon.com, and they're also available on Kindle and a lot of the e-readers if you happen to have an e-reader in the way that you go through your books. You can also visit my website, www.ritberger.com. And go in and click on the tab at the top on personality. It'll take you to my other site, whatcolorisyourpersonality.com. There's a quick mini assessment. Again, it's a shortened version, but what it will do is it will allow you to be able to go through a very quick, easy, definitive process. The accuracy of it is uncanny in the way that it helps identify a color. And then, poof, you're going to become a personality color. And then there's a brief description of yourself as well. I noticed that a couple of you were trying to call, so let me give you that phone number again so you can dial in so I can answer your questions. The number is 877-230-3062. So if you do have a question for me about love or about your health and would like me to share my medical intuitive skills, I encourage you to get back on the phone and to give me a call, and I'll be looking forward to being able to take your call and answering your questions. So when it comes to defining love, what I discovered, and again, I teach personality by red, orange, yellow, green. And what I found is that the red personality, these are the people who I refer to as the just get it done people. They're the person who have the strongest need to be in control, both of their environment and other people. They're people, personalities who seem to see things in black or white. They measure on the bottom line. There's really no gray area or ambiguity around what is going on. Things are either they are or they aren't. They're the personalities who define love as being conditional. Now, for some personalities, when I say that, such as the green, they always cringe when I say that. But for the red personality, having conditions around a relationship is part of the process of being involved and engaged and being able to manage the chaos. The red personality does not function well, love well, or deal well in life if there's a lot of chaos. So by having the conditioning from the red's perspective is they will say to you, I'll work hard and I'll earn what I need to provide you the basic needs that give you the comfortable life. And in return for doing that, which is their expression of love, in return for doing that, there's things that I'm going to ask that you do that meets my needs, and then as long as both sides of the needs are being met, then the relationship can be very, very healthy. Love for them has stipulations and expectations that must be met before they're really going to open themselves up and be vulnerable to a lot of the aspects of love from the standpoint of being vulnerable to show their insecurities or those vulnerabilities. Reds really play it close to the vest, and they're not interested in showing those vulnerabilities to other people because they believe that it may come back and then bite them in the backside later on if there comes into a tension or a conflict situation. So for the red, love is really conditional. I will do for you if you do for me. And that's a very important part of their definition. The second color that I work with is the orange personality. Now, these are the personalities that are what I call the let's get along people. They're the people who truly, truly, sincerely, honestly, are willing to put other people's emotional needs before their own. Now, I say it that way because in the four personality colors, the other personality colors, as I said with the red, will put other people's basic needs, their survival needs, before their own, and their work ethics drive their need to be able to take care of people. But the orange really emotionally cares. They put your emotional needs before their own. They're naturally caretakers and caregivers. They'll turn themselves inside out to do those little special things that we sometimes truly take for granted because they do them so effortlessly. But for the orange, what they want to do is they want to make your life easy. If your life is easy, you'll be happy. If you're happy, then there won't be the emotional tension in the relationship. They actually define love as being selfless and creating a deep emotional bond between two people. Love for them is taking the we out of a, putting the, love for the orange is putting the we before the me. And in, give you a comparison, the red personality is putting the me before the we. Not bad. It's just, again, the way that we define love. So that orange, it's all about we. Everything that we do affects each other. And that's a very important part of the relationship, as it is for the orange. And their definition of love is that it, they need to be able to really share what they're experiencing and what they're feeling. Sharing those emotions are very, very important for them to be able to feel that deep emotional bond and connection that they associate with love. The third color that I always use in my personality assessment is the color yellow, the yellow personality. These are the personalities that are really, they want to do things different. They really want to question, they want to challenge everything, and their objective is really to solve problems, and especially someone else's. So for the yellow, when I asked in the survey for yellow to define love, it was very difficult for them because they see things in their mind's eye, in their neurology, from what I call a global perspective. And what that means is that if you ask them, do you love me, they literally have to take a moment and think about it because it isn't an emotional response. So they have to go in and they say, okay, are they asking, do I love them in this situation? Do I love them because they did that? Do I love them over here? Do I love them over there? So the yellow by nature is not going to be as responsive in a timely manner when it comes to expressing the emotions around love. Because for the yellow, the way that they really define love is helping you solve problems. They want to be able to help you fix things. If you are just communicating with a yellow and you're talking about something that makes you unhappy, that yellow isn't even going to let you finish your sentence before they're going to jump in and say, well, have you tried this? Or did you think about this? Or what if we did this? And if you're an orange personality, it's important to be heard. And what it is the orange goes in and goes, well, here I've been cut off again. There's no reason for me to continue to talk. And that's where I start finding the breakdown in relationship. So for yellows, a love isn't a one-size-fits-all. They go in and they really believe that love has different degrees of love. There's different kinds of love. There's different areas in which love is experienced. And so for the yellow, when they do say they love you, they really do mean it. For the yellow, the word love is a word of lifelong commitment. And that commitment comes that till death do us part, that yellow is going to be there for you to help you solve your problems, to make your life easier and better. What deteriorates in a relationship is when the yellow does that and then the other personality comes in and basically chastises them because they don't listen, and all they do is come in and try to solve problems. Sometimes we just want sounding boards, and we really don't want the problem solving. So that's something that a yellow over the course of a relationship really learns very early in the relationship, is that it's important for them to really manage their knee-jerk response of wanting to solve other people's problems. Sometimes it's not seen as a help. It's seen as a nag. Or even in trying to find out what the real problem is, a lot of times the other personalities will feel like the yellow is actually interrogating them, which as a yellow is the last thing that I'm doing. All I'm wanting to do is to make your life easier. But it isn't always seen that way through the eyes of personality colors. The green personality is the fourth color that I use in my assessment. I call these people the less experienced at all people. They approach life like it's drinking from a fire hose. The more, the better, the faster, the better. They live life in a way that they want their relationships to be fun. They are the most romantic of all of the personality colors. They define love as this harmonic convergence between two people. It's where two people come together and they create a mini-me. And that mini-me becomes the love and the foundation in which they closely bond with the person that they're in love with. The thing with the green personality is because their perception and definition of love is that it becomes really a oneness about it, is that many times the green can't understand why the other personality doesn't want to spend all their time with them. For the green personality, if you're in love with someone, whether you're in the initial stages or you're really coming in and you've been in the relationship for a while, for the green, the longer the relationship, the more trust that's being built, the more openness to share what your dreams are, the ability to be able to communicate, the ability to have fun and the playfulness that comes from love. And so for them, it really matures in a healthy way. But for other personality colors, that green's need to always be with someone can really be very smothering, and especially for the red personality. That red personality really doesn't want somebody telling them what to do, when to do it. That's one of the things that irritates them the most, is that aspect of being told what to do. And then the other part of it is that greens, when they get in that love mood doesn't have hands on a clock. And for them, if it's in a romantic situation, such as a romantic dinner, they could spend all night there. But for the red, that red personality is, we're here to eat. It's nice to chat. This is a lot of fun based on what it is. Now I'm ready to go home and go to bed or do whatever else. And the green a lot of times feels like they've been dismissed, which is one of the things that really hurts the feelings of the green, is to feel like they're being dismissed. So the reason that the oranges and the greens can get their feelings hurt is oranges need to be heard because they make decisions emotionally, and that emotional decision-making takes time. The greens also make decisions based on emotion, and that takes time. So while the objective of expressing and communicating is important, the things that trigger those really volatile outburst or those hurt feelings or those tears, both the male and female, to arise really comes down from the basics of understanding how they define love. And if we can meet those needs, then of course, then it makes it much easier. You know, as I was going through and writing the book, and I'm even listening to myself as I'm sharing this, I go back to the same premise that started the book, is what can I bring that can help people understand how to make relationships work? And what I found as I was going through the research is I started scratching my head and said, you know, it's no wonder that making, you know, getting a relationship to work and making love work really is a lot of work. So it was a very eye-opening situation for me, and especially being a yellow personality who tend to have commitment anxieties anyway. We believe that if we stay with someone for more than 90 days, then they should know that we're committed to them. That isn't always the case on the other side, so a lot to be learned. So when it comes to defining love, I also went in and looked at the differences in how we express love, and I really went and did research beyond the obvious factors that we always take in consideration when how we express love, and that male and female differences, because I really want to know, is it really this male-female dynamics we keep hearing about, or is there something deeper? And I found that a lot of the times that it is difficult for us to really express the love that we need and to get the love back is that that's where conditioning comes in, by all means. But it really comes down to the need of understanding your core values. So how does each personality color actually express their affections? Well, the red personality expresses their love by providing, as I said, the basic needs for those they love. Their survival needs, such as food, shelter, clothing, transportation, being sure that the person that's in their life always has money in their wallet so they're never caught in a place where they feel that they're lacking safety and the security. That's really important for the red, and their basic needs is that safety and security. So in their expression of love for the people in their lives, whether it's their spouse or partner or their children, that's going to be the way that they're going to express love. The reds work hard to give their loved ones a good quality of life, so they express their affections by indulging their mate in material things such as cars, jewelry, fancy vacations, things that'll show the other person that they're doing a good job and that they're taking care of their mate. Now, not only the other person, but other people in general. I have found so many times that a red personality, male or female, will drive a very functional car that may not be the most updated car or the most attractive car because it gets them from point A to point B, but their partner or spouse will then be going in and they'll be driving maybe a Mercedes or a car that says to other people, I really am doing a very good job taking care of the person that I love and that I care about. For the red, this says, I love you. So consequently, they don't find it necessary to say, I love you. And it's something that I, in the research, kept coming back, especially from greens, is what do I have to do, Carol, to get that red to say, you love me? And I say to, and they'll say to, in the research, they said, I say it to them over and over again. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And the red just doesn't respond in like kind. And when a red does say they love you, it's because they're feeling something deeply emotional in the connection. It's another way of saying, thank you for putting my needs before yours. The orange personality expresses love through their devotion, their emotional commitment to make it work, through the emotional sensitivity they do for you and the things they do for you, and their willingness to put your needs beyond their own. Oranges say I love you by creating an emotionally stable environment, an environment that's free of conflict and one that is safe and secure. They're eager to help people out when they need it. They're really the champions for the underdogs, the advocates for people who have less than they do. They feel very strongly in their emotional commitment to be able to help people have a quality of life, but more importantly, an emotional quality of life that really can give them the emotional nurturing they need in order to feel good about themselves. So when they're eager to be able to help people, they will literally give their shirt off their back. The resources, whether it's time or money, if they feel passionate about it, if there's a love, intimacy, core value associated with it, they will do anything to be able to help someone. They not only need to hear the words, I love you, but they want to hear those words back. But unlike the green that, you know, I love you is music to their ear, where they'd say, I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, the orange just wants to have every so often, I love you. And that, again, can be showing your appreciation for something that they did, or it can be something that you just feel that they need or that you need to say. It's the sincerity aspect of when you say, I love you, that the orange really resonates with. And it's not that I love you when you're going out the door, the salutation when you come back from a long day's work. So really the words, I love you, are important, but they're words to not be used frivolously, but words that really have to come from that deep emotional connection. The yellow personality expresses their love and being able to help you with your problems. And what that means is if they help you with the problems, there's going to be less conflict. And if there's less conflict, then the yellow is going to be a happier camper and the relationship will be happier. The one thing with yellows is part of the knee-jerk aspect of them to solve the problems is that it isn't that they'll avoid conflict, but they really don't want conflict, especially in their home environment. And as a result, they will try to do preventative problem solving by anticipating what a problem may be long before the person who has the problem even recognizes it. You know, I was just listening to myself and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, when I talk about the yellow, it always feels like it's riddles. And in many ways, it really is, because one of the things that the yellow consistently does in expressing their affections is they send mixed messages, meaning that one minute they can be very emotionally sensitive because they are as a personality color, but then the next moment they can be almost as cold as ice trying to solve the problem. So there's some mixed messages that are being sent there. Yellows show their caring by sharing ideas, opinions, offering direction, pushing, shoving, nudging, encouraging, and then also offering a shoulder to shoulder the burdens of the people that they love. They aren't ones to say, I love you frivolously, but when they do, it has meaning behind it. And when I talked about the red not saying I love you very often, I do have to say in all sincerity and honesty, the yellow tends to be a personality that it's almost like you might feel you have to pull it out of them. They do care deeply. They are emotionally sensitive. But they don't use the words, I love you, in a way, again, as a salutation or a goodbye, or they don't use it frivolously. When they say, I love you, it's part of that deep sense of commitment that they have to you. The final personality color is the green personality, and they need to hear I love you often. So in order to be able to express the love the way the green needs, then for all of the other personality colors, they need to hear I love you. And they can't get enough of I love you. Where other personalities, like the orange, if you say I love you a lot, they'll get suspicious, and so will the yellow. But for the green, it's literally music to their ears. They express their love through their playfulness, through their romantic little romantic things that they do, those little romantic gifts, those cards, the rose petals on the pillow, the rose that says, I'm thinking about you, just the things of calling up and saying, hi, you were on my mind. All of those things are those romantic gestures that the greens are really, really, really good at. Also, the way they express their love is by being flamboyant. Greens don't have any problem out in public expressing how they care in their love, whether it's a hug or a kiss, or it's a deep kiss or a long kiss, or a very demonstrative way of showing that they're in love and that they love you. So what they do is they're very openly demonstrative of how they feel in their affections. They're also a very sentimental personality, so when it comes to love, a lot of the sentimentalities that come along with those gestures, those romantic gestures, are really, really important. Greens love the spontaneity. Reds love to plan for weeks. Oranges, it has to be the right time. Yellows forget they should do it and put those gestures in place. But for the green, if you were to just call them up and say, you know what, let's go out to dinner tonight. Let's go to your favorite place, and let's just spend some time hanging with each other. Oh, my gosh, there couldn't be anything better or music to their ears. And that's what the green also does in the how they expressed green, their love for you. Greens would be the happiest if they could spend 24/7, 365 with their mate, enjoying each other's company, having fun, sharing dreams, talking about things that really don't have to go anywhere, that you just enjoy talking. And for a green, that's an ideal way of defining love and an ideal way of expressing love. My goodness, interesting, isn't it, when we really start looking in, and I go back. It really takes a lot of work for us to be able to make love work from the way that we normally approach it. But if we understand personality, it makes a huge difference in not only getting your needs met around love, but also meeting the needs of your partner or spouse. What I'm going to do now, let's take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to be right back to talk more about the impact your personality has on who you're attracted to and why you instinctively avoid other people. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
When we think about relationships, the best way to think about relationships is like a bowl. They remain empty unless we put something in it, and we actually put more in it than we take out. And though when it looks at love from the metaphor of the bowl, it's possible for us to give love without loving. You cannot love without giving. So in that metaphor, if we looked at love from that bowl, what it's really saying is that we can give without loving, but we can't love without giving. And that goes back to the metaphor. We've got to be able to constantly be putting new things in that bowl of love and refilling it and replenishing it and then being sure that we're doing that more than what we're taking out. So if you are just joining me, interesting way to start the second segment. Thank you for joining me. The topic of today is the personality impact on the love connection. And what I'm discussing is my research around personality. A lot of the information is an excerpt from my book, Love, What's Personality Got to Do With It? And really have been talking about in the first segment about how personality really influences the way we define love and, more importantly, expresses love. And what I'm going to do in this particular segment is I'm going to be talking more about how our personality really impacts the people that we're attracted to and then the people that we tend to instinctively avoid. And as I mentioned in the first segment, that love is blind. That is a good news, bad news. It's a good news because it makes the initial connection with someone very exciting. It is bad news because we don't see a lot of those differences that ultimately become those irritations that could erode a relationship to the point where it struggles, suffers, and then ultimately may even diminish and then die. In addition to talking about the personality-love connection, I'm taking your calls. So if you have a question for me about love or about your health, I encourage you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada, also for international callers. Of course, just dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. I look forward to hearing from you. So if you are just joining me again, or again, I want to go back and offer this to the people that were listening in the first segment. If you don't know your personality color, on my website, www.ritberger.com, you can click on the tab. That'll take you to my other website, or you can go directly there, whatcolorisyourpersonality.com. There's a mini assessment that you will be able to just quickly take, and what it will do is it will identify your personality color. I've been asked a lot and often, why did I choose color to be able to express personality and to be able to talk about it in a way that it's non-threatening and it's an easy way for us to really see the differences that we have with other people? And I really went in and I used color because it's a common language that we're very comfortable with. We talk about being green with envy, red with anger. We're having a blue day. So we really do talk in the language of color. But as a medical intuitive and because of my near-death experience and being able to literally see the colors of the aura and to be able to see the colors of the chakras, I really found that the behavior of personality, that neurological hardwiring called traits of personality and the behavior associated with it, really follows along the same line of the behavior that's associated with the chakra system, those seven chakras of the physical body. And in the chakras, I find that behavior is associated with the four lower chakras, red, orange, yellow, green. Then as a good yellow that I am and a researcher that I am, I thought, well, there is a correlation between personality behavior and the colors of the chakra, but let's go one step further. How does this really change the chemistry of the body and really influence who we are and how we act? And then I went in and did extensive research in the world of the psychology of color, and I found that the red, orange, yellow, green actually triggers chemical reactions in the body that alters the body's and the mind's way that it copes with stress and how it changes behavior. So I chose the colors because of the association with the four neurological patterns of behavior that's worked that Carl Jung first discovered and shared in his work, chakras, and then also when it comes to the psychology of color and the neurophysiology of the body. So what I did is on this mini assessment, you went go in and you just answer a few statements, and then poof, you become a personality color, and there's a brief description. Of course, if you would always like to know more about your personality, you can go and purchase my books, What Colors Your Personality, Love, What's Personality Got to Do With It, Your Personality, Your Health, and even if you're interested in how personality impacts the business environment, then managing people, what personality has to do with it. And there's a detailed full version of my personality assessment, the PCI, Personality Color Indicator, as well as very in-depth descriptions of each of the four colors. So when we look at the personality aspect of how it impacts relationships, I went in and I started going in and really looking at what does each color need most from their relationship. The red needs to hear how much you appreciate them and all that they're doing for you. It isn't so much that I love you as it is thank you for doing that for me. I really appreciate your hard work. I love the way that you take care of your family. Those are the things that are literally music to the red's ears around relationship. They need their relationships to be predictable and not full of issues, emotional issues, that is going to blindside them and basically distract them from providing for those basic cares, care of the basic elements and survival of the people that they care and love. Also, the orange personality needs emotional support, and they need to be able to express their emotions without fear of retribution or that they're going to create a conflict for sharing those emotions. They need to be emotionally heard. They need their relationships to be dependable, and safety and security is very important for the orange, so that's the predictability. That's that ability to be able to communicate their needs, to get feedback from the other person on what their needs are, so you can work together as a team. Oranges are very team-oriented in the relationship. They will put your needs before their own, but they do need a relationship that is safe and secure. The yellow personality needs to feel that their opinions are valued and that the fact that they're trying to help you to solve their problems is something that you really appreciate. That you, their thoughtfulness, yellows will tend to do things that are thoughtful. You may have wanted to pick something up at a store and you forgot about it, and then the yellow will remember that, and when they're out at the store, they will bring it for you. It's that expression of thoughtfulness that yellows are really the best at. And again, their helpful nature. They need their relationships to be mentally stimulating and free from emotional outburst. Very, very important. Yellows do not deal well in relationships when there's a lot of emotional conflict, a lot of emotional volatility, and honestly, not a lot of emotional neediness. And that's one of the things that the yellow uses, that neediness drives them to want to help solve problems in that preventative fashion. So that neediness that comes along in relationships is something that the yellow can really, honestly, basically edit out of a relationship. And part of the reason for the emotional conflict is yellows really don't know what to do with it. They make their decisions based on logic, and when they get into an emotionally charged conflict situation, they literally mentally freeze and go into analysis paralysis. The green personality needs to feel like they are the most important person in their mate's life. They need the relationship that offers them the togetherness that they need in order to feel love, while at the same time, and this is kind of the complexity of the green, they want to be the center of your universe. They want you to always want to be with them all the time, but they don't want you to smother them. They need their freedom. So there's some fickleness in that part of the relationship, and over the course of time, other personality colors become really aware of this fact that they want to be the center of your universe and they want to spend every time with you, but they also need their time to be able to have that freedom, autonomy, and do things with their friends other than always with you. But they don't want you to always do things with your friends. They want you to do it with them. So there really is a dance in the relationship with greens, with other personality colors, that the other personality colors really have to be mindful of the fact of the green's need for that freedom to be able to do things. And one of the best ways to be able to work with a green is to be able to say to them, not that I need my freedom like you, because that can flare situations, but to really say to someone, you know what, I would like to be able to do some things with my friends, so I would like to be able to do it this time and so forth. And the green, when you give them the need factor of wanting to do that, and they know that you're going to come home, and they know that this is just a brief interlude with your friends, then what they'll do is they're very, very comfortable in stepping back and encouraging, cheerleading, go do it, have a great time, watch the Super Bowl with your friends, whatever it is. But what they will do is if that you say you're going to be back at a certain time and you're not, they don't flare from the standpoint that you're late. It just says to them that you weren't considerate enough to their feelings to be able to call them and just say, hey, I'm going to be a little bit longer than I anticipated. They're very comfortable with that. Interesting, isn't it? So again, each one of these things have talked about how personality defines love, how they express love, a lot of their needs that they have from their relationship. And I want to jump in right now before I end the show, and let's take Gidget from Arizona. Hi, Gidget.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
I just have a basic question.
Yes. Overall,
how am I doing health-wise? I work out a lot, and am I missing anything or...
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, very truthfully, sweetie, the fact that you asked the question, your mind is saying you might be missing something. So that's a very healthy question to ask. When you talked about the workout, my gosh, that is very, very good for you because you feel to me like you're like a racehorse. You really have a lot of energy inside. You have a lot of enthusiasm for life. And so to be lean and agile, to be able to live your life that way, is very, very important to you. The other thing is that the exercising really is helping to keep the potential for depression off in a distance. It feels to me that there is depression in the family side. So from that particular standpoint, what it does is it not only keeps your body free of the toxins, keeps you agile to be able to do the things that you enjoy, but it does help you ward off that predisposition for depression. So it releases those endorphins and makes you a happy camper. The one thing that I am picking up with the exercising, though, is that it feels like what you're doing is it's intensified, meaning that you're pushing yourself. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to nag you, but I just want to go in and tell you that the right side of your body, your right foot, your right knee, your glute muscle on your right side, is feeling tired to me. It's feeling like your left side of your body is trying to compensate. So what you might want to do for a short period of time is that you might want to let your body talk to you when you are exercising. And when you start feeling it get tired, or maybe you feel a little more tension in the right side of the body, or you feel like you're pressing yourself, you might just want to back off and then not push your body to a point where you could sustain an injury. It's not there yet, but I can pick up enough tension that it's got that sacroiliac joint, that lower back, the muscles in the lower back feel like they're tense to me, even though what you're doing is trying to release the tension. That is creating some tension in the shoulder. And so just for a couple of weeks, what you might want to do is just be really mindful when you're exercising of what your body is saying to you and not pushing yourself. When you exercise, hon, do you exercise using intense short bursts?
Well, I do different classes. I do yoga, Pilates, a muscle class, spin class. I try to mix it up.
Okay. So what you might want to do is yoga, I got a yes. Pilates, good for you. Core muscles are a little tired, so you might be mindful of that. Did you say a spin class?
Yeah, I take spin class here and there. Yeah. Twice a week, maybe.
Yeah, the spin class is really good for the intensity, but for some reason, if you would just step back and just almost ask your body, so what do you want to do this week? And if it says yoga, do yoga. If it says, you know, I don't know if I'm up to the spin class or I'm up to these other things, then what you'll want to do is maybe just back off of those. Or if you do decide to do them, then don't do them to the point where you're pushing yourself. For some reason, I've got some muscle fatigue in the right side, especially in your right leg, right knee, and right hip.
You're right on. What about hot flashes?
Hot flashes are tied to your hormones. They're not tied to the exercise aspect of it. You know, we do sweat, but what you're experiencing with the hot flashes has to do with hormone changes, and the hot flashes have really been getting, from a hormonal standpoint, have really been in the preparation stage for about the last year and a half. It just seems that all of a sudden everything seems to be blurring in why, you know, some of the fatigue, the hot flashes, the sleep, the hormones, the moods, the everything else that I'm picking up with you. But the hot flashes are directly tied to the hormones itself. when I say that, your body came in and said to me, well, you know, why didn't you suggest, Carol, that what Gidget does is when she starts feeling a hot flash coming on, and I know they come on quick. All of us women know that, you know, it'd be nice to be really mindful, but they seem to sneak up on us. But when you first enter into that hot flash, you want to look at, sweetie, the water. Have you been drinking enough water? Because I found in working with people, whether they exercise or they don't, but especially people that exercise, that the hydration is one way to be able to balance the body out and its electrolytes that could be a part of the dynamics of the hot flashes. The other thing is look at where you were psychologically. Were you feeling stressed? Is it the trigger of being overheated? Is it the trigger of lack of water? Is it the trigger of something that you ate? Is it the trigger of the exercise? Look for those triggers, because where you are, sweetie, while they're hormonal, they still are being, the beginning of them are being triggered by something that you're thinking and doing.
Oh, okay.
So you might want to just become mindful of that. And then once you do, you'll start to recognize that, oh, if I, you know, overexert myself and overheat my body, oh, my gosh, I get a hot flash. And we may think that that is sweating, but hot flashes and sweating are, while we sweat, are really very different, aren't they? You're used to sweating. But when that hot flash comes on, we've got a stress response going on. We've got an actual chemical fight or flight that's going on. That's not sweating from good exercise. So you might want to be mindful of what's triggering that, and then that can help you manage the hot flashes as you continue on deeper into the menopausal process.
Oh, okay. Great.
So very good. You're outstanding. Your body, I ask your body about food. Your body goes, whoa, she's really good about this, Carol. So good job. Gold stars.
Yay.
On that as well. Yay. So the other part of it is that when I touch that right side, I'll close with that part of it. When I touch that right side and go in and look at that fatigue, there's someone in your life that you've been with for a while that right now you feel like you have to carry them. It's okay if you do that, except not at your own expense. So you can carry them, you can love them, you can help them, you can be with them, but when they get into that little helplessness, kind of that pity part of it, it's not yours, sweetie.
Great.
And that will come in. It doesn't mean you don't love them. It's just like, oh, okay, here, let me take you off of that shoulder, stand you over there. Let's look at each other face to face. That'll be a lot easier for you. So, well, thank you, Gidget. I appreciate you calling. Good job on everything.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Oh, my pleasure. Well, I always find it very, very interesting when I come into the personality, and I just want to close with a couple of very quick things about personality, and I talked about being attracted. Reds are attracted to greens like a moth to a flame, and yet by nature they avoid the yellow personality. The orange personality is attracted to the red because the red provides the basic needs and security. But the orange tends to avoid the green personality. The yellow personality is attracted to its own color yellow and by nature will avoid the orange personality because of the emotionalism and the emotional neediness. Again, yellows don't like to be involved in relationships that have a lot of emotional neediness. Greens are attracted to the yellow personality, but by nature avoid the red personality. I think it's interesting that reds are attracted to greens and greens are not attracted to reds. There is a message there. So again, if you'd like to learn more about personality, I encourage you to go to my websites, www.ritberger.com. Or whatcolorisyourpersonality.com, take a personality assessment, and then you will be able to not only discover your personality color, but you're going to be able to start seeing the personality colors of the people in your life, including your partner, your spouse, and your children. And then you'll start to realize how difficult it can be to put all of these dynamics of colors together in a family, or the differences of personality colors in a relationship, because as I said, we do tend to be attracted to our opposites. The real part of that is that opposites attract to be able to balance and offset each other. If you understand that that's what the opposite syndrome and dynamics is all about, that what your weaknesses are their strengths, what your strengths are their weaknesses, then opposites can work. If you're not aware of that, and especially around personality, then what can happen is those differences will then become the thorns in the sides that will be able to erode a relationship that really, at the very core, the values may very much be the same, but it's just the dynamics associated with it. So again, looking at personality from a lot of different perspectives, I'd actually like to close the show today with a thought by Franklin P. Jones that I absolutely love. Love doesn't make the world go round. Love is what makes the ride worthwhile. I hope that you've enjoyed the show today. Remember that February is the month to celebrate love. If we can look at it through the eyes of personality, it makes meeting our needs and the needs of others much more enjoyable and worthwhile, and that's the ride we're all looking for in love. Thank you again for joining me. I love being able to share not only my medical intuitive work with you, but my personality work with you and taking your calls. If you would like to hear this show again, please go in and go to my website, www.ritberger.com. I have a radio show archive. And if you want to share this with a friend or with a loved one, you can go and you can listen to the archive show as well. Lots of information. And then I do encourage you to discover your color and then also to look at knowing more about who you are. After all, that's where it begins. You have a wonderful week, and I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Light and love to all of you, and happy loving.
The Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ryberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.